Some helpful conversations with Luang Pa Pramod from April 24, 2009.
May I ask for your advice regarding my meditation?
Don't force your mind to be still. Can you see that you are holding it in one place? The disadvantages of fixing our attention like this is that the body and mind will be still, more so than is natural. The body and mind in their natural states are changing, with states arising and falling all the time, and will show us the truth of the three characteristics. If we are holding the mind together in the way that you are, the mind seems permanent. It is happy, and it seems like we can force it to be this way. Don't force it. Let it go and know what it does. Let it go and know what it does, again and again.
I feel my mind is deluded and busy today from driving so much.
This is not a problem. Just know it is the case with an impartial mind. Just know the body and mind as they appear in the present, and do this as often as you can. This is really all there is to do in practicing the Dhamma.
It seems like suffering is further away than it used to be, but I'm a little unsure if I'm over-focusing or if I'm knowing in the correct way.
What you do is okay, but don't be complacent. Sometimes suffering still affects you a lot, and you need to be aware of this when it does. We can know if we are over-focusing because our mind will have a heaviness to it. If we are knowing in a relaxed way, there will be a lightness. Right now you are over-focusing. There will be heaviness. Generally, what meditators tend to do can be divided into two groups. Firstly, the group of over-focusing, fixating, pushing, forcing. This group interferes with and takes a managerial role regarding physical and mental phenomena. The other group gets lost in what arises. If we know what group we are fitting into at any particular time, we will practice without much difficulty. The middle way is to not exercise control and to not get lost.
I am noticing the mind moving around, going out to different sense organs, changing all of the time.
When you see the mind go out anywhere, are you pulling it back?
No, I am letting it do what it does naturally and just knowing what it does.
Good. Can you see the mind arises at the eyes and falls away at the eyes? Arises at the ears and falls away at the ears? Arises in mental activity and falls away there too?
Yes, it is always changing.
You are moving into vipassana now. It is a different mind or mental moment at each sense organ. Can you see that each phenomenon arises and falls and is distinct from the next? With each phenomenon, a different mind arises.
Yes, I can see this. I used to study it in the books, but now I finally see it to be true.
I've been practicing what you teach for about a year now.
Can you see how your mind is not the same anymore? Your mind is light, bright, and clear. Good.
Yes, I can see this. I find that the practice grows sometimes and then deteriorates. It changes back and forth a lot.
That is normal. When I practiced, there would be progress and deterioration about once a week. For some it is more often and for others it is less. The truth we see when we practice long enough is that growing and deteriorating are visible in each moment for every phenomenon. Everything comes up and then falls away.
I'm not sure if my practice deteriorates because I'm not doing it well or if it's just a natural thing that happens.
It is normal, but you need to practice all the time in order to see this. It is very important that you practice all the time. If you practice a lot and see that the mind is progressing, then get lazy and don't practice and see it deteriorate, you will think wrongly that you can exercise control over the mind. You will think that if you practice all the time, there will always be progress. But if you do practice constantly, then you will see that the practice progresses and deteriorates on its own, often. And it is beyond control. This is seeing the true nature of it.
Some days, I feel the practice is really good. On days where I have time and I listen to your CDs, I feel that I can be quite mindful. But when I'm out and busy in the world, it is not until the evening that I remember to be aware.
This is true for everyone, that the practice is better sometimes and not others. Sometimes it even feels like we have no idea how to meditate. Try to practice meditation formally each day. Do sitting, walking meditation, or some chanting, and watch the mind. This will help you have more energy to watch during the day.
Is my walking meditation correct?
In your case, you are forcing yourself too much during walking meditation. I recommend you do housework instead. Sweep or mop the floor and watch the body moving.
Right now, the mind is deluded. It's moving to this thought and that, and it's not stable.
Good. There is one thing you left out. You are suppressing the mind, not letting it go fully.
Yes, I was nervous, and then I tried to suppress it.
If you have suppressed something, just know that after it has happened.
A few months ago, you told me that I was holding to the watcher.
It is better now. When you are not holding to it, the mind will be clear. When you are keeping it there, it will not be clear.
I've been seeing the ego arising a lot. It takes over sometimes and not others. You told me about 8 months ago to notice when the mind is impartial and when it's partial to phenomena. It seems I'm only able to do this if it's really obvious. But I noticed at one point that the arising of the false sense of self is based on our partiality, in our lack of equanimity.
Correct.
I felt sad after that. Now I can see more subtle contentment or discontentment when it arises.
Keep at it. You are practicing correctly.
I feel my mind is stable more often and less deluded. Sitting here, I can see the mind that is aware as a nucleus with space around it, and then a soft and smooth white outer shell.
It is not important what you see. All that is important is how the mind feels when it sees things. Remember this principle. If we have a vision or the mind is subtle and we see interesting or beautiful things, pride may arise. If we don't notice the pride, we've missed out.
You asked me a while back to watch my mind. Since then, I have reduced my formal samatha meditation practice. I have found that some mental states are coming up and really affecting me, especially anger.
That's right. When we reduce your practice of holding attention in one spot and allow the eyes, ears, tongue, nose, and body to do their work naturally, the defilements will be stronger. There is a period where they will even be stronger than non-meditators.
Sometimes the anger is so strong, is so painful. I watch, but it doesn't go away. It just gets worse.
Just watch. We are not trying to make it go away.
My mind feels anxious.
Do you want it to go away?
Yes.
When such a state as anxiety arises in the mind, we may not like it and may want it to go away. If this happens, we need to know that disliking has arisen. The anxiety has passed, and in the present we are disliking the anxiety. The anxiety is already a past phenomenon, and now the mind is disliking. We are to know only in the present.
Am I still holding things in my attention more than is natural?
Yes, but much better than before. Can you see the mind is clearer? If we don't hold to anything at all, then the mind will have no weight to it. In your case, there is still some heaviness. Just know when there is holding to something. Don't try to let it go. Just know when the mind will let it go on its own. We can't control it.
I still see myself slipping down into phenomena. I also see the mind wanting to stop wanting, with discomfort in the chest.
You practice very well. Can you see that the mind is more subtle and bright? Happiness can arise on its own accord, with no outer means necessary.
But there is still so much suffering.
Of course. The more you practice, the more you will see that this world is completely filled with suffering. However, the mind that is not identified with the world anymore will not suffer along with it.
Am I practicing correctly?
Yes, but your mind is very busy thinking. It is running all over the place, thinking about this and thinking about that. See that it is out of control. When the mind runs to one thing, know that's what it has done. Then when it runs to the next, know it is doing that too. Don't try to control it. Also notice wanting. It arises very often, just like now when you wanted to speak. Seeing the mind move from thought to thought and seeing wanting arise gives you plenty to do. This practice will be of great benefit.
In my practice, I see that I get lost in thought often, and many defilements arise. However, the thing I see most often is ego, the me.
That's good.
But I feel that I am deceived by partiality. Sometimes it seems like the mind is neutral, but actually it is still affected by what arises.
As clever as the defilements are, they can never beat the power of mindfulness and wisdom. Just keep watching and knowing, and the truth will prevail. Your practice has improved a lot. Can you see that the mind is clearer and lighter than before?
I can see that when suffering arises, it is much less severe than it used to be. Also, when there is suffering in the family, like sickness and death, I see that it doesn't cause much worry for me at all.
Good. Keep practicing and one day suffering will not arise in the mind at all. The Buddha's teachings are quite special. They teach us how to end suffering. When we practice correctly, we will see progress, changes in our lives and in our mentality very clearly. We will get lost in thought less, mental suffering will be less severe, and for shorter periods.